Hello there. I'm Joe Burgoyne, host for Options Talk with OIC. You know, options can be a complex product, but we hope today's show will help take away some of the mystique about it. The Options Industry Council was created to educate investors and their financial advisors about the benefits and risks of exchange-traded equity options. We offer a variety of resources to those interested in learning more about options, including live seminars and webcasts. So here are a couple ways to stay in touch. You can become a fan of OIC on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at options_edu and join our group OIC on LinkedIn. Last week, we started a conversation on the Greeks by discussing Delta, one of the first Greeks that investors learn about. On today's show, we will delve into some of the other Greeks. But before we get started, let me state that options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You should not enter into an options transaction until you have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics, and risks of standardized options. This brochure is available by visiting www.optionseducation.org or by calling 1-888-OPTIONS. To keep things simple, commissions, fees, margin interest, and taxes have not been included in the examples used in this podcast. These costs will impact the outcome of all stock and options transactions and must be considered prior to entering into any transactions. Consult your tax advisor about any potential tax consequences. None of the information presented in this podcast should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice. So let's get right back into our conversation about the Greeks. Back with us today is Todd Rich, Vice President of Sales and Marketing at the Boston Options Exchange. Thanks for coming back on the show with us today, Todd.
Thank you for having me back, Joe.
Now, Todd, when you think of the Greeks in terms like gamma, theta, and rho, it can sometimes seem a bit difficult to comprehend and how those terms relate to options. However, it's important to have a basic understanding. So what advice would you give an investor who is just starting out trying to understand the Greeks?
Well, the first is don't be intimidated. You stay within your comfort level. And remember, you can always call the help desk. Don't be afraid to pick up the phone and call 888-OPTIONS. There are people there. They can answer the questions as we discuss them now. You might stir up some other ideas in your head. There are resources, and they're very accessible.
That is, you know, if I may, that is just great advice. And, you know, we have professionals at that desk 5 days a week for people to call. So you talk about, you know, getting rid of any, you know, anxiety, you know, that's just a great way to do it, talk to our pros.
Yeah, lean on them. They're there. That's what they're there for.
Fantastic. Now, last week, we spoke about Delta and how it relates to options. This week, could you help explain how gamma, theta, and rho work?
Before we get into gamma, theta, and rho, I kind of want to reiterate that these all are risk measurement numbers that come that are derived from a mathematical formula. And you don't need to know how to do the math. You don't need to know how they were derived. It's just how do you use them? How do you implement them? And it is, you know, taking one at a time. Last week we discussed Delta, which is the theoretical change in the price of an option for a $1 move in the underlying. Gamma is the change of Delta for a $1 move in the underlying.
Okay.
All right. So it just takes you to the next level of understanding your risk.
Would you repeat that? Because, you know, we're getting into a couple different tiers here. How's that?
And from a mathematical level, it's really rather interesting. I know a lot of, they like to study this in the schools, and they go through the calculus and they do the derivatives. Delta is your first derivative. Gamma is your second derivative. Delta is the change of a theoretical price of an option for a $1 move in the underlying.
Right.
Your gamma is how much the delta changes for a $1 move in the underlying. So it's just understanding, because obviously delta is going to be a moving number as the stock moves around. And if you want to know how much that delta is going to move, that's what gamma represents.
Fantastic. And I think, you know, these are subjects that investors just need to kind of step away from a little bit, try not to force, but take it a little bit at a time.
Absolutely.
Now, how about theta?
Now, theta and rho, they're nice to understand because they are important to your opposite position.
Now, don't get into the math.
We're not going to get into the math. Theta is your time decay. Theta is the, if you recall, when you're looking at an option, it's got two components in the price of an option. You've got your intrinsic value and you've got your time value of money. That time value of money will decay away. Options are a depreciating asset. And theta is a measurement of how much that's going to decay over a period of a unit of time, usually a day.
And those of us who have been long options know an awful lot about theta and that decay, especially as we get to expiration.
Especially, you know, it's interesting as theta is very slow further away from expiration. As you approach expiration, that rate of decay tends to speed up.
Especially when you're long options.
Especially, well, you know, on the flip side, and I know we do a whole educational course on income strategies. You know, use selling options to capture that is an interesting strategy.
And is there anything else you want to add about, you know, the topic of rho as a Greek?
Rho is your interest rate risk. So it's how much the price of the option will change for a 1% change in interest rates. The one thing I like to put out there is right now rho isn't that significant.
Now, why is that?
Well, we're at a very low interest rate environment. So when you've got low interest rates, it would take a lot for them, for interest rates to have to move in order to affect the theoretical price of an option. However, that hasn't always been the case. Back in the 80s, there were high interest rates, and that was a significant component to the price of an option. So
another good way to simplify things. I mean, you know, why get, you know, too concerned about rho at this point? Because rates are so low.
That's the way I look at it.
Okay.
Is with, in a low interest rate environment, it's not going to be as impactful. But, you know, interest rates, they certainly, they only pretty much have one way to go at this point. Eventually, it'll become more important to understanding the theoretical value of your options.
All right. Well, that makes sense. Well, you know, we're going through these Greeks, and it almost sounds like you're suggesting investors should get to know these Greeks almost one at a time.
That really is the best way to break them down. You know, you don't want to overwhelm yourself trying to tackle them all at once, but it is certainly a stepwise. You can't understand gamma unless you understand delta. You know, one certainly precedes the other in terms of understanding what it means to the risk of your option.
So build that foundation of knowledge on the Greeks and, you know, one at a time.
One at a time. And I will say delta is clearly the one that people tend to study first. And in our current environment, probably the most significant one, which I don't know if we have time to cover today, would be vega.
Well, I don't think we will be able to get into that today, but maybe next week, and hopefully you'll come back. But,
and I'd be happy to come back and cover that.
Well, talk to me a little bit. We talked about theta, but, you know, how about time impacting the other Greeks we've discussed here?
In terms of time impacting the other Greeks, clearly the more time that you have, it's going to have a greater impact on your option. When you're looking at interest rates and you're calculating interest rates for rho risk, if there's a short amount of time, it's going to have substantially less impact on the theoretical price of your option.
Okay.
If you are looking at, for instance, leap options that can go out a year or 2 years, clearly rho is going to have a more of an impact on the theoretical price of your option.
That makes sense. As with everything related to options, there are risks. What risks should listeners keep in mind when it comes to the Greeks?
When it comes to the Greeks and your risks, I think the most important thing is to understand that your Greeks will be inverted if you're long or you're short options. So,
what does that mean?
So if you're long a call, you're getting long deltas. If you're selling calls, you're actually getting short deltas. So it's not just the same for buying and selling options. It actually is inverted. So, you know, if you study them one way, it's the inverse if you're selling the option.
All right. Well, thank you. I'm afraid, once again, we've run out of time, and we still need to talk about vega, which is, you know, a really important Greek. Would you mind joining us next week to finish our conversation?
Without a doubt, because vega is probably a particular in this marketplace. I see it as probably the most important Greek.
Well, great, Todd. So we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening today. If you have any options-related questions, check out our website at www.optionseducation.org or call our help desk at 1-888-OPTIONS. And don't forget the social links we provide at the beginning of our show. So you can join us at LinkedIn, become a fan on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter. If you have any feedback on the show, email us at options@theocc.com. We hope you will join us next week as we finish up our conversations on the Greeks. Thanks for listening today. And remember, a little options education goes a long way.